Mother Nature will help you release your inner artist. Recently, a friend sent me a link to Scott Wade's Dirty Pictures. It sounds like something that should make me blush. However, it is actually a site detailing a clever artist who turned his dirty car windows into canvases for spectacular drawings. With the recent snowmelt and resulting swampy driveway, I wondered if I couldn't save some money on canvas and take up sketching on our pickup and car windows. When the recent snow first fell, the yard and surrounding pastures converted to a pristine white field that reminded me of a newly opened jar of peanut butter. I hated to let the dog out that morning because I wanted to keep looking at those unspoiled acres. Obviously, I had to do the equivalent of making the first knife swipe into that jiffy jar and let Buster out to see if he could even find a bush to mark in all that deep snow. For a long while, our little terrier's dragging belly and four scrawny legs made the only designs in all that white. Then my husband got busy shoveling paths to shed, garage, bird feeder, and chicken house. Finally, he cleared several so Buster didn't have to bounce Tigger-like through the white depths every time the little guy went outside. These paths created a 3D sculpture that reminded me of ivory carvings I've seen on Antiques Roadshow. Additionally, I saw hieroglyphic patterns caused by winter bird tracks as they hopped lightly over this unknown substance. I suspect it had been so long since a heavy snow fell that many birds didn't know how to navigate the depths. They relied on instinct to direct them from feeder to branch. Their tiny footprints added a new dimension to the constantly changing yard art. All this creativity inspired me to scrounge up a dilapidated cowboy hat, a blue bandana, and head outside in my own coveralls and mittens to construct my original snow sculpture. Apparently, the moisture content or shapes of the flakes weren't perfect snowman-making material, so I could only cobble together a crusty snow cowboy to guard our driveway. Despite his shortcomings, it was clear he was a rugged Westerner overseeing a nature-inspired gallery. As the snow melted, taking with it my found art, it combined with dirt, a desirable quality in farm country suffering from drought conditions. The resulting gooey mud added a new dimension to my concept of art when my friend sent me that link to dirty car art. Instead of simply enjoying the Jackson Pollock-like splats and splotches coating our vehicles, I keep considering the creative possibilities as all this mud dries on my windows. Imagine the fun of seeing friends and neighbors take advantage of these nature-inspired canvases to fill Western Kansas communities with original creations. Take advantage of Mother Nature to release your inner artist using free art supplies. Just make sure you can see to drive safely. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.